This is VOA News.
I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump is moving to cut aid to a trio of Central American nations whose citizens have been fleeing north toward the U.S. border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The State Department has told Congress it's looking to suspend aid payments to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells ABC's This Week.
Meaning the Northern Triangle countries to do more about not allowing their people into Mexico. They can help us. We need them to do that. If not, it makes very little sense for us to continue to send them aid.
But Senator Dick Durbin tells NBC's Meet the Press the U.S. should be focused on helping Central America.
Where three countries are dissembling before our eyes and people are desperately coming to the United States. The president's cutting off aid to these countries will not solve that problem.
And the president is again threatening to close the border with Mexico, despite warnings that could create economic havoc on both sides. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Venezuelans held competing protests on Saturday, declaring their support for President Nicolas Maduro, aided by Russia and China, or self-declared interim President Juan Guaido, who's backed by the United States and about 50 other nations. Guaido's followers met in the city near Caracas, where Maduro supporters gathered in the center of the capital for what was billed an anti-imperialist rally. Protests came a day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it has obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appeared to hold Sunday, with Israel easing some restrictions on a commercial crossing into Gaza and expanding the Mediterranean fishing zone. Sunday's relative peace and quiet came after days of violence, including Palestinian rocket attacks into Israel, followed by Israeli retaliatory airstrikes. This is VOA News.